Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. 20th and 21st century American chamber music will be our program this week. We'll start with one of the earliest modern women composers you may have heard of, Ruth Crawford Seeger, and then jump ahead to the most recent composition, a piece for flute and electronics by the young Asha Srinivasan. We'll also hear My Quintet for Flute, Piano, and Strings, Chin Chin Chen's Turning Point for Clarinet and Electronics, and Belinda Reynolds' ensemble piece, Cover. Ruth Crawford Seeger was a prominent member of the American avant-garde in the 1920s and 30s. Born in 1901, she studied piano in Chicago until 1929, when she moved to New York to study composition with Charles Seeger, whom she later married. She was an innovative, ultra-modern composer, along with Henry Cowell, Edgar Varese, and Carl Ruggles. Her early works were influenced by Scriabin, with whom her piano teacher had studied. Charles Seeger influenced her to stop thinking about tonality and allow greater importance for non-pitch parameters. Employing Seeger's principles, Crawford elevated the importance of rhythm, dynamics, accent, and timbre, and enacted a role reversal between consonance and dissonance. Crawford took a long hiatus from composing between 1933 and around 1950, both in order to raise the four children she and Charles Seeger had. By the way, Pete Seeger, the wonderful folk singer, was her stepson. And in order to pursue her interest in researching folk music, she transcribed field recordings of American folk songs from archives at the Library of Congress and published many of the songs. Ruth Crawford Seeger composed the Suite No. 2 for four strings and piano in New York in 1929. So this was right at the beginning of the time she was influenced by her teacher and future husband to look away from tonality. It still has melodic material, and I think it's very expressive. The Pellegrini Quartet is joined by pianist Reinhard Roth.